You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because every time Miles has gotten a sack and a loss this year, it's somehow turned into a bad thing or a denigration of Miles. So I do think that.
So that's interesting. I know you want to ask a question here, but like, what is the vibe going to be like? We're probably going to lose this game, okay? Let's just be, can we be adults about this? We're probably going to lose this game.
I'd rather not be.
The most realistic opportunities or results out of this weekend is we lose the game and Miles sets the record.
Fair.
Monday at 2, are we leading with Miles breaking the record or are we leading with something else?
Depends on how Shador plays.
Okay.
Fair?
Very fair. I mean, listen, sometimes things like the quarterback takes priority, but it is interesting to think about it from that perspective. Like we're talking about the record a lot. We're dissecting the record a lot, but ultimately, is it going to be anything more than that's very nice. I'm happy that happened.
Well, I think you and I probably will. I think a lot of people in the station will. But I think we're going to be met with resistance. And what I mean by that is not you and me personally, but I think there are going to be people lining up. There will be a segment of people lining up to denigrate what Miles just accomplished. And it's a shame. It really is.
Oh, they're going to denigrate it.
Yeah. They'll say it doesn't mean bleep. They'll say, oh, congrats, you did it on a 3-win team.
Oh, you see, now that part loses me. I don't know. You see, the win-loss record in this shouldn't take precedent to it all. I'd be shocked if we have any actual, and I know you're talking more about like Twitter people and people on the internet, which they do matter from a fan perspective.
Twitter people makes it sound like mole people.
That's what I think about the internet people sometimes. I
do. We live underground and we spew hate all around. We tried.
It makes the internet a much better place if you just think of them as mole people.
Yeah.
You just think they're all just one group and they all just exist in their own little world and it just is what it is. No, but like seriously, it'll be interesting to see what the reaction will be because I think a lot of people are just going to have almost like, I'm happy for Miles. I think that's great that happened. But the idea that we would be like celebrating or dancing in the streets, I just don't think is going to be a reality for this.
I do want to circle back to this real quick, but I like 6 months from now, does it really matter if Miles breaks it in a win or a loss?
No, it doesn't, because he's already locked up. First off, in general, I don't know that it matters if he even breaks it in its totality, because he's already locked up one of the better defensive players, player of the year seasons you're ever going to see. So this is his second DPOY. Like, he's built up his Canton resume as much as he possibly needs to build it up. He has erased all of the bad that we thought was going to happen coming off of the demands of the trade and the Super Bowl radio row week. Like, he's absolved himself of it all, and he's gotten himself to a really nice spot, which ultimately is, you are so good at your job, we don't even care what happened previously.
I think it's going to be, I think Miles, and this is, it's not entirely fair. Miles has been blamed more over the last 5 years for the Browns not fulfilling Super Bowl window number one more than any other player. Nick Chubb didn't get blamed for it. Denzel hasn't got any blame for it. Baker certainly didn't get any blame for it, although I do think that one year people put a lot on him, but then the Browns made the worst trade in NFL history. Like, I think Miles, up next to Stefanski and Barry, has gotten more blame. Blame's the wrong word. More vitriol spewed at him because of the Browns' failure to win consistently in a way that I don't think is concurrent with what it should be. Like, Miles isn't different duck. Miles is not Joe Thomas. They're very different guys. But for how great Miles is, man, there's still a lot of people just saying a lot of things that are true to what they feel about him. But just the idea that Miles isn't elevated to the same level of a Joe or a Nick Chubb or something like that, I'm surprised we haven't reached a point where the football's just so good, you just have to be like, no, that's my edge rusher, and that's just kind of it.
So I think that's what this season is about for a lot of people, though. Like, and I think if we can just speak on in general, I mean, you said a lot of things about Miles, and I thought we were very critical of Miles at certain points of last year, and this year, how have you spoke about him? You know, you're like, let's appreciate what we're seeing here. Like, let's talk about how great he is. Let's talk about what this sack record is. Like, it seems like almost you've made a complete change. You've always liked Miles. I'm not saying you didn't like Miles. Yeah. But, like, it felt like this season, because there were some dark times there this offseason with yourself and Miles. It felt like this season has kind of put a lot of that in the rearview mirror. And I think for a lot of fans, it feels that way as well.
I just think it's interesting. Like, I've heard a word attached to Miles that very rarely for a player as good as Miles is, and as great as Miles is, has just, we've not tagged our great players like this historically. And it's the word mercenary. And I understand the idea. Like, Donovan was seen as a mercenary until he re-signed, a summer ago, 2 summers ago, right? And because he re-signed, there was almost a forgiveness of, you're now one of us, right? Miles hasn't gotten that. And I know it's a lot there. I know it's a trade request. I know it's the grounds with which he put the trade request, yeah, and then how he, like, I do understand.
It's because there are enough people like myself that felt like if he could have had his druthers, he wouldn't be here right now. And that's okay. I mean, he is here, but, like, truthfully, if you told me, if you hooked me up to a lie detector, do I think Myles Garrett is happy to be on a 3-win team this season and take away some of his prime years and use a 22.5 sack season on this Browns team? I would tell you not a chance.
I just think if this season isn't enough to shake the mercenary tag, I mean, the only thing I can think of that would change it is continuing to do what he's done previously, but
this season should further stamp down the mercenary tag.
It hasn't. I mean, I think if you heard any of the discussion on the station today, or certainly the times we brought up Miles' record, or you look on social media and the mole people when that happens, there's still a lot of people that are like, no, very good player, great player. Yep.
Are we getting mercenary, our definition of this, different or something? I'm thinking of mercenary like he's here, but he doesn't want to be here. Is that right?
I mean, I think mercenary is close, but I think mercenary is you're a singular talent, you're a great player, but you're not one of us.
That's different to me.
Like, I think it's a level of buy-in.
Like, why is he not as perceived to be an all-time great?
The word is beloved. That's another one.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And that part, by the way, people that are suggesting that aren't wrong.
No, they're not.
Miles is not. He's not as beloved as some of the other greats that we've had throughout the Browns' years. I've always been confused by that part of things. I don't know why that is. He's always been great, but even from Jump Street, when we talked about like the peak John Dorsey years, people loved Baker way more than they loved Miles. You mentioned, yeah, Nick Chubb, 100% right about that. Nick Chubb's always been more beloved. I'd put Denzel Ward in this category. For a local kid and as awesome as he's been, I would say he fits more in the Miles bucket than he does the Nick Chubb bucket.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. Also, this is unfair, but he's had injury problems. And people in this common era, the Twitter era, are ruthless with guys that have injuries. They just are. I mean, we saw how quickly a lot of people wrote off Baker because of one injury and because of one bad season. Denzel, I honestly think the Denzel stuff's worse. I that really bugs me that he doesn't get the hometown love.
He never does.
And that people argue, well, he's from Nordonia, he's from Cleveland. But instead of each side trying to claim him, there are people being like, no, I'm a Clevelander and he's from Nordonia.
You should be fighting to claim him.
That stuff to me really bugs me. But yeah, with Miles, Like I do want to acknowledge, like, Miles has some ownership in this. Like, whether it's his personality and being aloof, whether it's, I think there's a perception that Miles is more of a selfish player, and I don't think Miles has done a good job at dispelling that with some of his actions. There was the car accident. There have been times where Miles has seen me first place early in his career. There was questions about his motor and whether he was playing on all the downs. Like, some of this stuff is fair, but it's interesting to me that we're 9 years in?
Yeah.
He's on the precipice of breaking the record if you are a pass rusher that everybody wants to break, even though it's not as big as, like, passing yards or touchdowns in a season. This is still as big as you can get on the defensive side of the ball. And it's the people that love Miles, oh, I love Miles. But there isn't the same kind of thing as if it was Joe Thomas breaking a record, or if it was Baker breaking a record, or Nick Chubb. And I actually do see everybody's side. But there's a part of this that just kind of makes me sad. You know, like, for any criticism I've had of Miles, this is a defining moment in his career. And so I feel a little bad for him. And I also feel bad that we Browns fans can't just unite around this.
Well, what seems weird is that he gets more love nationally than he does locally.
Yeah, no, I think that's something we've talked about a lot.
That's the part I feel always odd about, is that, like right now he's at a spot, and this is where Miles will have a lot of and he'll have a lot of love shown on Sunday if it happens, but he is universally recognized as the best player on planet Earth on the defensive side of the ball. And it's not even close. Like, we used to do the TJ Watt stuff, all this other night. It's not even close right now. And so, like, that I think is interesting, and that I think is awesome for him. But, like, from a national perspective, people rave about not only the pass rush that he can do, the run defense, and just how an all-around player he is in the world, where so many guys are like Micah Parsons that just do one trick. They don't do the whole everything. And it's just not, we just don't look at him the same way here. We just don't.
So I'm going to move the Miles stuff and his part of this over to the side. I think early in his career, he was a face of bad teams. And then I think post the Baker era, I think a little bit of it is Baker and the fact that he was behind Baker not being here anymore. Whether that's true or not, that's how people feel. And I also think people look at him and go, well, how great can you really be, no matter what the sacks are, no matter what the defensive analytics are, if you're on a 3-win team? And or previously, guys, on a 7-win team or an 8-win team. If you're that great, how come you only have one playoff win in now 6 years, the last 6 years? And again, like, I don't know. I'll throw in, this is a little bit of the Twitter era too. This just zero-sum thing of, did you win a championship, or did you do this? Like, what bugs me about it is Cleveland has historically been a player town. We fire coaches quick. We fire GMs quick. We mother bleep the owner quicker than anybody. And we smell BS quicker than just about anybody on the planet. But man, we always stood by our players. Right, we always overrated our players. That was the whole thing. I mean, I'm sure you even saw it early in your time here, where it's like, no. Kevin Love is the third best player in the NBA. Like, silly, like Matthew Dellavedova is the greatest sixth man ever. And there's a part of me that, again, I understand it. I really do, but I hate what that part of it, the kind of discourse around sports and the zero sum game. I hate that this is just not something we're just kind of rallying around Miles and just being like, hey, man, this is cool. You're making Cleveland proud by doing this. I think there's a lot of people doing it, but I don't think it's unanimous.
Okay,
and I think what I think might, again, I don't want
to. Let's explore it for a second, though, because even like with LeBron, and there was obviously reasons for LeBron, but LeBron was not universally beloved. And like, it just, like,
he was the first time.
The first time, yeah. But again, like, as the incidents happen, as things pile up, right? This is what we're talking about with Miles. As incidents happen, as things pile up. And I'm trying to get to like the greats of the greats that we've had here. Lindor versus J-Ram was always a Lindor versus J-Ram thing. You know, like, you were team Lindor, you were team J-Ram, and it was never like a let's get all on the same page there. And ultimately, J-Ram won out that battle. But like, there's something about the greats of this city that isn't, they don't match on to the same way that the, I don't know, let's call them the second tier guys do. The guys that are a little less than that. Joe Thomas did, though. So that's maybe where I don't know.
Well, I think Joe did. I think LeBron early did. I'm trying to think of, like, I never remember this problem with guys. I remember people looking at Albert Bell and being like, this guy's problematic, but he's on our side. Like, I remember making excuses for a lot of really great players. It's interesting in this era that we just...
I don't think it's a Cleveland-specific thing, though. Like, I do wonder if Myles Garrett was on a different team, if this would kind of be where their fan base is as well. It always struck me peculiar that, like, Texas A&M does nothing with Myles Garrett.
Or maybe Miles does nothing with A&M.
Maybe that's part of it too. You know what I mean?
In fairness, that's a weird cult.
They are a weird cult, but they're definitely a weird cult. I live 90 minutes from there. It's a weird cult, but like it's interesting. But even within that, if you want to say like, oh, he does nothing in College Station. Okay, fine. For years, he would do like all this charitable stuff around the city. He would do these meet up at dog events that he was doing, where he just go and hang out with people and play with their puppies. Like he did everything you would want somebody to do that was a superstar. You liked the puppy thing, didn't you?
I was trying to make a double entendre, but I'm gonna step off because you're cooking.
Please, the floor is yours.
Have you shut down the skillet?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
216-474-0092.
Have I shut down the skillet?
Will Miles ever shake the mercenary tag in Cleveland? Adam, Tommy, line 4. We'll get to you guys and a defense of Kevin Stefanski in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. But yet you still haven't gotten to that Joe Thomas level, that Nick Chubb level, that the word beloved is the perfect word to have this.
Yeah, it's odd. I've always liked Miles' game a ton, obviously. I think we all have. But like, how many people do you know that they're just like Jax here has Darius Garland as his iPhone background, which we can talk about another day, about grown men having athletes as their iPhone background. With Jax, it's endearing, though. But I got to make up for last week, man.
I think you bus tossed him.
I got to make up for it.
To then try and dust your tracks while saying you were making up for last week.
We can repair this, Jax. I promise you we can.
I think we can, Jax.
You just don't meet people that are like, Myles Garrett's my favorite player.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. I've never been truly able to figure that out, but there is something about Miles and his time here. You've just never seen people, maybe they feel like they don't have to go to bat for Miles the way you go to bat for other guys. I don't know what it is, but it's not the same.
Adam and Lakewood, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hi, real quick is right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I argue Joe Thomas and Myles Garrett are largely the same. One, they're the greatest at their position. Two, positively not leaders. Three, they're both way okay with mediocrity, except 1 year, Garrett stood up for himself and stood up for the team.
Adam, buddy, what are you talking about with Joe and Miles way okay with mediocrity? They don't pick the quarterback, bud. They don't pick the head coach. I'm going to give you a chance to answer yourself here, bud. I don't think any of what you said is fair.
Thank you. What I'm pointing at is when I show up and I'm a new acquired, I'm newly acquired by the Steelers, or I'm newly acquired by the Patriots back in the day, I am told by the leaders of the team how we do things around here, and this is what's up. And I'm just talking about simple stuff. Did Joe Thomas ever grab a face mask and tell his team to get moving? Did he ever use his power, sway, and influence to have a sit-down with the front office? Did he ever complain once? No. He's tolerant of mediocrity, and it seeps through the whole team.
You don't know who had conversations with who.
The team doesn't care about winning. Why should I?
They care about – good dude. Joe Thomas could have gone to Denver.
I got confused by that. So Joe didn't, in his eyes, Joe did nothing in regards to all that stuff, but then Miles did everything in regards to going to the front office and doing all that. Which one did you want? I'm so confused.
I'm sorry, Adam, with love and respect, buddy. I tried to give you time to give your point. I didn't see it. You're wrong about Joe and you're wrong about Miles. Was I frustrated that Miles requested a trade, demanding to be sent to a winner, which he absolutely deserves, and then caved for $40 million in a no-trade clause? Yeah, I was frustrated by that. I don't know how you can look at Miles and say the guy doesn't want to win. And the same thing about Joe Thomas. Right. Like, that's the stuff, like, I don't, like, you're confusing a poorly run organization with the results that two guys who played their ass off in Cleveland who have dominated their position, and that, like, that right there is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about.
I just don't understand, like, the accepting mediocrity
out there
thing.
Is out there more than just just Adam and Lakewood.
Wait, right, but Miles, all he's done is go to the front office and make it very public about what he wants and how he doesn't want it to be mediocre. Like, that's been the whole stance of Miles Garrett, has been in direct conflict with what the caller was trying to suggest.
A guy on the internet, that's literally his handle, saying,
see, think about him as Mole Man. We're all good.
Joe and Nick. I don't know who
I'm Nick. Joe.
We're both quiet and seemingly fine with losing, which goes great with Browns fans. What are you talking about? Did you want Joe Thomas to have a shootout at the OK Corral with Jimmy Haslam after firing another head coach? Physical violence? How can these guys prove to you how badly they want to win other than playing their hearts out? Like, this is to me, when people do this, this is the era of Twitter. This is, everybody starts to get together and they confirm their little narratives because nothing's true anymore. Nothing's factual anymore. Everything's made up and everything's true. But get your head out of your ass when you're talking about two truly great Browns players. Like, I have had my criticisms of Miles more so than I ever criticized Joe. 100% fair. But any of the crap that is said, Miles wants to win.
Of course he does.
That's been his whole point. The fact that he was part of running Baker out, which became antithetical to winning.
That was his whole point. But his whole point was he thought at the time that you needed a better quarterback than Baker. It's an odd call. It's an odd tweet.
So I think when I've kind of had this conversation, and we have had this conversation the last 40 minutes, that's the guy I'm speaking to. You know what I mean? Like, it's so weird. I deal with this all the time. Like, you can have criticisms of someone and still respect them in the end, or still care about them in the end.
Well, that caller felt like it was more of an attack on Joe than it was on Miles.
I think that's probably why I'm also getting irritated.
Well, I can tell that's why you're getting irritated. But, like, that's
does Joe Bitonio not care about winning?
Well, it just seemed like an odd place. It's like we're having a Miles discussion, so you're going to throw down Joe, but then neither one of them is going to be factually or anywhere even close to correct for how people perceive this.
I gotta say,
here's the commonality between the two, though. Okay, this is because if he's trying to make commonalities between the two, Joe Thomas is the first player that taught me essentially that you can have a dominant left tackle and it really not matter in the wins loss category. And if Miles at the end of this just ends up being somebody where it's like, hey, you can have a dominant pass rush, the biggest pass rush season of any we've ever seen, and still have a 3-win season, all it does is just devalue the positions that aren't quarterback.
I just think
that's what it is. Like, that's what that should tell you. Those two positions, Nick, are so ingrained into being so important. And we watch with Joe Thomas, it not matter as great as people thought it would. And this season with Miles is making a strong case for why quarterback is the end all be all.
You better be the Pope if you're going to character assassinate Joe or Miles. That's all I'm going to say. You better donate 50% of your money, your paycheck to charity. I want receipts if you're going to talk about either guy. That just Again, it's not just Adam and Lakewood. Adam's allowed to have his opinion. I don't get how you can be a Browns fan and tear down Miles or Joe on any level. On the level of how much they care and how much they want to win. Daryl Ryder. Daryl Ryder joins us in 5 minutes. We'll talk about the Browns' chances on Sunday, whether he expects a bounce-back game for Shador and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.